Join me as we welcome the Beagle Brothers. The Beagle Brothers live on the Saturday Light Brigade, sounding great. Who can tell me about that song?
Well, that song is called Follow the Drakes. That was on our last full-length album, Hearts Go By. It came out in 2017.
And that's Reed Conley playing dobro today. And I mentioned it's kind of neat to have two dobro players in the same
I think it's pretty unusual.
It is.
It's kind of a niche instrument.
How have you played dobro for a long time?
Yeah, I guess going on 11 years now.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
How do you pick it up? What made you interested?
I've just always been interested in the sound of steel guitar. So I'm originally a guitar player, but I think that was the sound I've been chasing in my head. So I just sort of bought one on a whim. That's something you can do when you're in your early 20s.
Yeah.
And have endless ambition. So I had a steel guitar, and I was playing a gig in Howlers in Bloomfield.
Yeah.
With my band in college, and we were playing a show with the Beagle Brothers. And so they saw me playing guitar, and they asked if I wanted to come and maybe try out playing with them. And I said, well, I play steel guitar too. Could I bring that? And I've never played guitar since. So
something. Yeah, it's no inhibitions. You just give it a try.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you said, like, when you're in your 20s, you can just go and grab an instrument. I don't know why, but I had this sudden scene of, like, an instrument vending machine. You just go out in the middle of the night, you know, you find this, you know, vending machine, you put $100 in it, you pull the lever, and out comes a dobro, and you play it. And maybe it's that car vending machine everybody keeps talking about.
Sounds like a Ray Bradbury, like, short story.
Yeah, it does. Let's meet everybody else in the band. I'll
sure.
let
My
you
name
introduce.
Is Noah Smith, and I play rhythm guitar and sing some of the songs.
Yeah.
And I'm his brother, Gabriel.
And Gabriel is playing this special guitar, which is about a half size.
Yeah, it's a miniature Martin travel guitar that I figured would fit the space well, because we have the upright here in the room.
Yeah, can you play something on that? Just,
yeah, I'll just strum a few chords.
Oh, wait, that sounds like a full size.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the guitar that I've written every song that I've written on. It's just really easy to get around.
I guess it's all a matter of proportions. I'm amazed that... So your strings are tuned identically,
yep,
to a full size, yet it's quite an illusion. Are they shorter? Yeah.
Yeah, they're technically shorter, but they're the same strings that we would put on a full size guitar.
That's amazing. I expected that to have almost a piccolo,
sure,
or a higher sound,
yeah,
like a ukulele. Then we have the bassist. Hello.
My name's Craig Decker, playing upright bass.
And Craig was walking on the bass during the sound check and sounding great. I like you guys, you know. Full disclosure here, we have these little sign-in sheets,
right,
and there's something called age and grade, which is technically for our younger guests.
Right.
These guys all filled out their ages. You're very compliant,
right,
with your sheets here. No grades.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if AARP membership was going to come up or not. So
we're really happy to have you here. So you mentioned that first album that your first song was on. Tell me more about the catalog. What can people get a hold of?
Yeah, so that album is our most recent one. We released it in the summer of 2017. And I don't know if you remember, like, when we were here, like, 8 or 9 years ago.
Sure.
We were a little bit more similar to this format, playing with acoustic bass, acoustic guitars, and Reed on the dobro. Since that time, we've really transitioned the sound of the band. So we're much more so a full country band, like an electric country band now.
Yeah,
so
we were outside, I think, the last time you were here.
Yeah.
I think we were out in the theater.
I think so. So we do have, like, a back catalog of other things, but you can pretty clearly hear the progression toward the sound that we have now, which is really fascinating. You talked about Reed playing the dobro, but he also plays the pedal steel guitar, which is, like, a super complicated instrument, and people his age usually don't pick it up. So it's been a pretty...
And I know his age.
Right.
It's right,
yeah,
here on this piece
exactly,
of paper.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
And are there a couple of players missing today, or guys that often play with you guys?
A little bit of a rotating membership. This,
yeah,
is... For the most part, the core band, our drummer, my little brother and Gabriel's little brother is not here, but this is mostly the core band, and you know, Kyle, who you have on that list, who used to play with us more regularly, he moved to Austin, Texas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's when we got Craig, about a year and a half ago.
Kyle is listening from Austin,
Texas.
Oh,
he is, really.
Hi, Kyle.
Yeah.
By the way, if anybody has a BugleGram, you can send it to us, 412-200-5975, text 412-200-5975, or... go to slbradio.org and use instant input. We'll talk a little bit more, but why don't we make sure we get all of our music in. What would you like to play next?
So this is another song that's on that most recent record. It's called Trying. Trying, yeah.
Here are the Beagle Brothers.
There was a code, and we cracked it. A new campaign, and we backed it. A mainframe, and we hacked it. And the money comes rolling in. Been living high off all this heartache. Been cashing in on all our mistakes. Been making dollars from unlucky breaks. And the money keeps piling up. till suddenly it looks like maybe we might finally make it in the end. From digging holes to solid gold with the help from all my friends. Been soaking up the sound we've been supplying. So easy, doesn't even feel like trying. Another chance till we blew it. A better way we never knew it. Oh, a brighter day we slept on through it. And the sorrow starts piling up. Been looking up from in the gutter. Been looking out for one another. Been holding on just to each other. And the sorrow keeps piling up. Till suddenly it looks like maybe we might never make it after all. Miles from the finish line when I begin to crawl. Fall over, fall asleep, I dream of dying. And curse the day we ever started trying.
The Beagle Brothers, I remember that song and remember liking it. Kevin Klein, or Kyle Klein, not Kevin Klein. Kyle Klein.
Kevin Klein's listening.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I
mean, no offense to Kyle Klein, but.
He's my grandmother's favorite actor. Rest
in peace. Kyle Wright sounds great guys. Love from Kyle in Austin, Texas. So he's listening. He just sent a text message to you all. Are you out playing anywhere soon?
Yeah, we have a couple of shows coming up. We're playing the Commonwealth Press Beer Barge on April 20th. And then on Friday the 26th, we're playing a record release party for a band at Mr. Small's. And then I think we have one on May 17th also. It's the Thunderbird is reopening. You know, in Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm hearing great things about that. I just posted some pictures of the guys, by the way, on our Facebook page with a link to their Facebook page. They're, apparently, we linked earlier to some Beagle lovers. There's a Beagle Brothers Facebook page of people that apparently really like Beagles.
Yeah. There's a software company, too, called Beagle Brothers from, like, the 80s. So
wow.
We get mixed up a lot.
Who knew?
Yeah.
it's great to have you here playing. And you must be – I would think you're bringing new audiences to country and, you know, Americana, this flavor of Americana music. Are you discovering when you play out that folks are finding you and actually – realizing that, are you stretching tastes a bit?
I think it's been really interesting to see how the music scene in Pittsburgh has actually adapted to our style. I feel like when I joined the band almost 11 years ago, there weren't that many country bands playing in town. And now it's like, there's a honky tonk night that John Binley hosts every month that is very successful. I mean, I think that's just a real turnabout for the style.
Yeah, and you know the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou tribute night at the Rex past week, while not quote unquote country, certainly falls within the genre, and that was sold out and a great show. Bruce emceed it, who's sitting right over there. He was the master of ceremonies for the night, Bruce Mountjoy.
Jeff Scheller that organized it, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I didn't make it, but I understand that was a terrific night. And you're right. I haven't been to any of John's. John's on our staff, and he and Binley Hardware Company have been hosting, I think it's the first something of the month.
I think it moves around.
Yeah. It's typically a Saturday night.
Yeah. But you can find it's at the Allegheny Elks, and it looks really terrific. What those nights are like.
Yeah, I've been to one. It was fantastic and really well attended. A lot of enthusiasm for the music. So yeah.
Beagle Brothers here dancing too, from what I understand. People, not Beagle Brothers here dancing at the Elks during the shows. Beagle Brothers could be dancing. You never know. Who's doing the writing? Is it all of you contributing songs?
Yeah, so mostly Gabriel, I would say, writes about 50 to 60% of our original songs. I probably write about 20 to 30%, and Reed writes the rest.
But, excellent.
We've been trying to push Craig into writing.
He'll get there.
He's not quite there
eventually.
Yet. Yeah. He's a great singer, and he sings. Like, the next song we're going to do is a song that he sings. It's a cover song, but yeah, he's a fantastic singer, so we'd really love to hear his voice.
What song is it? Let's do it.
It's called Out of Hand. It's by a guy named Gary Stewart.
Here are the Beagle Brothers featuring Craig Decker.
I like the sound of that.
And now let's say, and introducing Craig Decker.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I never intended to even know your name. Except for the woman waiting at home, they've all been the same. I've always been true except for you, not even a one-night stand. And I never intended it to get so out of hand. Out of hand, out of hand. I'm a hard-living kind of man. I need more to keep me going than this gold wedding band. You're my kind of woman, and I'm your kind of man. And I never intended it to get so out of hand. I never intended for it to go this far. I don't think I can get off from where we are. Some time to waste, or just a taste, was all that I had planned. And I never intended it to get so out of hand. Out of hand, out of hand. I'm a hard-living kind of man. I need more to keep me going than this gold wedding band. You're my kind of woman, and I'm your kind of man. And I never intended it to get so out of hand.
That's a nice song. That could be the single. I even though it's a cover, it really showcases all you guys really well. Reed had some great parts on that. You're a great singer,
oh, thanks,
Craig. And nice to hear the bass slapping. throughout that. And Noah and Gabriel, you guys were no slouches either. You,
I slouched a little.
No, you guys.
Covered, I think.
It's got to be hard to get together and practice, I would imagine. That's something I think about a lot lately, given how fast the world is. Are you guys able to get together?
We practice mostly weekly, and I've been doing so for 15 years, at least weekly. But back, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, we were practicing much more regularly, maybe
two or three nights a week.
And now it's mostly once a week.
What made me think about it is how together that last song sounded. You guys were really... I wrote all your music, but that one, it really showed you're playing as a unit and clearly are putting a lot of time into it. And I think people don't always realize how much preparation and work it takes. It's your job somewhat to hide that fact as you play, but it really does take a lot to get it going. The Beagle Brothers are here. The best way to find your music is how?
Probably Facebook. Our website directs to our Bandcamp page, which also lists our upcoming concerts and, I mean, Instagram. We're on all forms of
all
social
of them,
media.
Yeah.
We're connected.
That's yeah. Good. Do you have a social media maven? Or
a maven.
Yes, anybody in charge?
Well, yeah, he moved to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Kyle.
Yeah.
I and two other people at SLB spent 6 hours in a 6 hour straight symposium on social media run by four people from New York City. So it was really 12 hours worth of material, you know, compressed to 6 hours because they talked really fast. And oh my gosh, there's a lot to know and learn. And they were giving us all this advice about social media.
Sure.
And it's almost like, if we 50 years ago, if somebody said, well, you need to be advertising in every single magazine, newspaper, and television station all over the world, so go ahead, you figure out a way how to do that. It's like how you figure out how to do that effectively to me is amazing. You know, you want to connect with your fans one way or another.
Yeah. I feel like every band needs to have that one person that, you know, they're willing to put themselves out there, and we're still looking for that person. So if anyone wants to do that position,
yes, it's apply. Send your resume to Kyle Klein in Austin. I think it does take one person. That's one thing they were talking about. It's a full time job,
at
least a devoted job. The Beagle Brothers are here. I'm losing count. I think we have two more. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the music so much, I'm not paying attention to how many songs we have gone. What do you want to do next?
So this next one is called Center of a Universe. We released it in 2013 on a record, like a 7-inch record. And we also featured it on, we did a program a couple years ago called Live from Yeats Hotel, and it was featured on that program as well.
That'll be a collector's item. We're already missing Yeats.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Darling, now's the time to exercise some understanding. From the center of a universe, rapidly expanding, pushing outward through the darkness, there's a chance we might make a little light.
Start by taking all of our trinkets and then pooling them together. Laid out on the basement, or we thought that we might never have to use these lucky charms again. Oh, I got a feeling now's the time, but I feel a storm front's coming in. We don't tie down, we'll get swept up in this wind.
Dark enough to hide the bonds between us. Love that we've been building soon be rising to his zenith, re-emerging from the shadows now to cast a little light upon this room.
Yeah, maybe if we're lucky, cast it out a little wider. Not
not long before you know it, the whole neighborhood is brighter. Pushing southward down from Butler Street, almost touching Liberty Avenue. But I feel the storm front coming in. We don't tie down, we get swept up in this wind. Coming fast, we're in, we might have to act. Should we weather this together or apart? Now I am only one, but how much stronger I've become. For the sum is so much greater than the parts. The day is coming on, now the battle line's been drawn. Though I don't have the will to go myself. For I am only one, but how much stronger I'd become. Sure could use a little of your help. Said, darling, now's the time to use a little more compassion. From the edges of an empire, quickly collapsing pillars crumbling all around us. Thunderstorms are eating up the sky.
Best we hold on to each other and hold tight to the foundation. From the wreckage of a kingdom comes a little confirmation.
About the strength it takes to make it, you know I got a feeling we just might. But I feel a storm front coming in. We don't tie down, we get swept up in this wind. We don't tie down, we get swept up. We don't tie down, we get swept up. We don't tie down, we get swept up in this wind.
The Beagle Brothers, that one really showcased Noah and Gabriel and their harmonies as they were singing. Did you guys sing growing up together?
Yeah, we did. So our little brother Ezra, too, and our older sister Jennifer, we went Christmas caroling every year. It was like a family tradition that we were kind of sometimes forced, but like went Christmas caroling every year. So we learned harmonies pretty well as children.
Where'd you guys grow up?
So we're from a town called Kane, Pennsylvania, up in the Allegheny National Forest.
Yeah.
Two and a half hours north and a little bit east of here.
Well, and folks should be able to hear us on WSAJ in Kane or WCUC in Clarion. SAJ is in Grove City, so they should be able to hear us up there. But that song really... you know, there's nothing like a couple siblings singing a harmony, and it shows as the two of you play. It's been fun to have you here, and Craig's a great addition. How long have you been with the band?
Since January of 2018.
Okay, see, that no wonder you sound so good. You've had some miles under your belt so far, but everybody sounds great. Anything before you play your last song, is there anything we should have mentioned that we missed?
I mean, we're really excited about this show at the Thunderbird that's coming up Friday, May 17th.
And that'll be – when are they opening again?
That's a great question.
But you'll be among the first bands to play once they open.
Yeah, I mean, well, this band has a really long history with the Thunderbird. I mean, personally, one of my first shows with the band was at the Thunderbird. But you guys – we're playing St. Patrick's Day Parade morning for, 10 years there?
Yeah.
So 9 a.m. I mean, the Thunderbird is a third shift bar, first of all. But so people are showing up before the parade, and we're the entertainment on Saturday morning. We miss that. We haven't been able to do that for 3 years there. So we're really excited to be back in that space and see what it looks like. And we hope anyone listening, if they're enjoying this music, Friday, May 17th at the Thunderbird.
That should be a great if we could broadcast from there, we'd do it.
But
I don't, I'm not sure we could do that. But so look for them. Look for them on Bandcamp, on Facebook, the Beagle Brothers. What do you want to finish up with, Gus?
It's a George Jones song.
Ah.
Called The Race Is On.
Okay, here they are, the Beagle Brothers.
Oh, I feel tears welling up, coming deep inside like my heart's from a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, rhyme I never shake. I think that I was taking it hard when you wrote me off with a call.
right hide up the sorrow and I'll be right down and bold. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache. Up every morning, find you were leaving me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for today was the one that I hated to face. Someone come up the winner, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all.
The Beagle Brothers, thank you for being with us today.